As disciples of the Lord Jesus, we should want to live in the way that the Master teaches us. And over the last few Sundays, the Master has been giving us a primer in Christian living, what it means to follow him, to be a Christian. Last Sunday, if you recall, we heard the four Beatitudes from St. Luke's Gospel, in which Jesus tells us those who are blessed, those who have high standing in God's eyes. He told us that blessed are the poor. Of course, he means those not just who are physically poor, but those who are spiritually poor. To be spiritually poor means that we don't hold on to the gifts that we have been given. If those gifts are gifts of treasure, or perhaps our talents, especially in our modern age, the gift of our time, if we are willing to give those things away, then we become spiritually poor. Jesus says, blessed are the hungry, not just those who are physically hungry, but the Lord is speaking here about hunger for holiness, zeal for our faith. He says, blessed are those who will weep. That is sadness for our failings, sadness for our sins, sadness for the failings that we see in our world. And Jesus tells us that those who are blessed are the ones who are persecuted for their faith in him. To be persecuted for our faith presumes that we have first said something publicly about our faith. Jesus tells us that speaking about faith is integral to what it means to be his disciple. So moving from these blessings that the Lord lays forth, he moves on to address the topic of how as Christians we deal with evil in the world. It's a perennial question. How do we deal with those things in the world that are just not the way they should be? And Jesus gives us a very specific way to respond. He says, love your enemies, bless them, pray for them, turn the other cheek, and give away what you have. And this teaching of Jesus is not a suggestion. It's not just best practices. He says, commands his disciples to do these things. So how do we do them in the 21st century? How do we live out this command of the Master as his disciples? Well, he tells us to love our enemies. When we consider someone to be our enemy, it's usually because they have done something to wrong us in some way, shape, or form. But they themselves are still a beloved child of God, and they are due the respect and dignity that belongs to them because they are God's child, his beloved son or daughter. When we hold something against someone, we are judging them as God should. We are placing ourselves above their dignity as God's son or daughter. That's why Jesus says that we should bless them. We should not curse them. We probably, in some ways, need to check the way we speak. We can too easily fall into gossip. And as I was thinking about this command of Jesus to love those who curse you, I was thinking about social media. Those of you who are on the internet know that it can become a very, very hurtful place. People can say things that they wouldn't dare to say to someone in public because of the anonymity of the internet. There's that phrase out there, people say that someone's an internet troll. I think that's a wonderful phrase. It just sounds so terrible. We wouldn't want to become an internet troll. And even more positively, perhaps Jesus is calling us to have a positive influence in the world of social media, as his disciple in the 21st century, to have a positive influence there could be very much an evangelistic tool. Jesus tells us to pray for those who persecute us, those who are our enemies. It is infinitely more difficult to hate someone that you are praying and sincerely praying for. It becomes so much more difficult to hold something against them when we're trying to hold them up in prayer. And then Jesus becomes even more directive. He says, turn the other cheek and give to those who ask of you, even if you don't get a return. Jesus says even sinners will give to other sinners. He's calling us here to a higher standard, something greater. In the second reading from St. Paul today, St. Paul says that we bear the mark of the first Adam who sinned. But he says we also bear the mark of the new Adam, Jesus. And that mark is grace. So Jesus gives us these commands and then gives us the grace to live them. Perhaps as his disciples, we might try to go out of our way to help someone that we find to be difficult, maybe someone at work or someone in our family. That is the calling that Jesus gives us in this teaching today. And it's the grace that he will bestow on us to try to live that out. And the greatest example of all of this, of how to live this out, is God himself. If you think about it, Jesus reveals the mercy of the Father. Jesus, through his incarnation, his death, his resurrection, reveals to us the depths of God's love. That Jesus died for me while I was still a sinner. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for your friends, as Jesus tells us. We were enemies of God through that first sin of Adam and Eve. But now we are beloved sons and daughters of God. God doesn't hold that against us. He doesn't judge us for that. He doesn't judge us unworthy of his love. But rather, he extends to us his forgiveness and the gift of salvation. That's why as Christians, because God has first loved us, we are called to love others in this radical way, even those who have harmed us. The merciful Jesus reveals the Father's mercy, and he calls us to likewise be merciful. How can I better live out this call to mercy?